Hello, welcome to episode 25 of the Remote Hive podcast. I am your host, Darren Cronian. In today's episode, I'm going to be sharing 3 productivity hacks to supercharge your workday. Now, as a remote worker, you do not want to be sat at your desk for 8 hours working. You want to use the freedom and flexibility that you have with this style of working to be able to spend more time doing the things that you love. As somebody who works remotely and travels, I want to explore the places that I'm in. I also love creating videos and uploading them on YouTube as a hobby away from my work. I don't want to be working all day long. Now, I don't know about you, but I used to be the king of procrastination. I would sit at my desk in the morning, just staring at the screen, trying to come up with some creative way to get productive, and nothing worked. All these tips that people were offering just didn't work. So I decided to do it my own way and found a routine that worked for me. And I think that's really important. What works for somebody else doesn't necessarily work for you, but at least give it a try. So here's what I used to do. I used to wake up in the morning, get a shower, have some breakfast, and then sit down at my desk and spend 2 to 3 hours just searching around, trying to come up with inspiration on what content I was going to create. As a new business owner, what I've realized is content creation is super important. You need to be creating that content to attract your target audience. And if you spend all of your morning just searching around trying to think of what content you want to create, you are not going to achieve anything. But before we get into these 3 productivity hacks, let's get into this week's listener question. Please email all your feedback and questions to hello@hivevine.com. HIVEVINE.com. And that's hello@hivevine.com. I love your questions. I love your feedback. I want to continue to improve this podcast. So please do let me know what you would like me to talk about. Now, Sarah asks a very good question. And that is, what tools do you use to manage clients and also projects as a freelancer and contractor? I'm a typical Yorkshireman. I don't want to spend any money until I've seen a product in action. So where possible, I always use an application or tool which is free that I can upgrade to if I'm wanting more specific parts of that tool, if I'm wanting to branch out and add new features and I find that the tool is ultra useful, then that's what I focus on first. So it's got to be free. It's got to be free. For managing clients on the day-to-day, a content relationship management system, I use HubSpot. It's free. You can upgrade if you want to have more better features. It could do with some better, more in-depth reporting, but it's free at the end of the day, and it allows me to keep a check of all of the clients that I work with. I do coaching on a one-to-one level. I am going to be opening up to group coaching soon, and also I'm going to be launching a video course in March, so keep a lookout for that. But all of my clients that I work with, I use HubSpot to manage all of that data. For project tracking, so everything that I do, I log down on a tracker because I want to know that I'm spending my time well. I'm not blowing time and not being productive. And I use a tool called Harvest. Now, the good thing about Harvest is that you can also do invoices from that. So if you have all of your clients on Harvest as a freelancer, you can then track your time for each client and bill them accordingly. Invoicing, everything is included. You can export your invoices to PDF. It's free for the most, but if you're wanting to add more clients, then obviously you need to pay for that service. But Harvest app is definitely a good one to look for project tracking and invoicing. For day-to-day project management, I use Trello. Now, this podcast has its own board. It's got sections for all the episodes that I've got planned coming up, the topics I'm going to talk about, and then I get some bullet points into the topics that I'm going to be talking about. So I've got something to go on when I'm actually recording the episode. So Trello is what I use. completely free. Fantastic tool it is. For client communication, I use Zoom. And the reason why I use Zoom is you can do text messaging, you can do audio calls, you can do video conferencing, you can share your desktop, and it's just a great tool to communicate with your clients. If you want to show them something that you've done, maybe you're working on a client website, you can show them what you've done so far. Great tool. Again, it's free. There's obviously, you know, upgrade possible for all of these applications that I'm talking about if you want to increase the features in the future. For client files, I use Dropbox, so I create a folder for a client and would put all of the work in there. So if I'm doing coaching and I'm asking them to fill in a questionnaire, then I put that into a Dropbox folder. They can then download it, complete it, upload it, and we're good to go. Just sharing that content online very easily. I also use Google Office, so the likes of Docs and Sheets, I can create the content there and then share it with my clients. Nowadays, I'm moving away from freelancing and contracting. I'm working on my own business. Early days, lots of work still to do, but a lot of these tools I still use today. Now let's get into today's episode, where I'm sharing three productivity hacks to supercharge your workday. The first hack is to scrap the to-do list. Now that might sound controversial, because everything that we learn about getting things done, it's all about taking all of those items from your brain, from your head, and getting it down on paper. And I agree that does relieve a lot of stress, but for me, it causes so much procrastination. It actually stops me from getting work done. It helps with that dealing of, oh my God, there's so much to do, let's get it down on a piece of paper, but then still nothing gets done. So these productivity hacks that I'm going to suggest will still make you productive. In fact, what you will find is you are even more productive, and it benefits your business because you are forward thinking. You are thinking about what you need to achieve in the future, and that is vital when you are running a business. So yes, just scrap the to-do list, tear it up, throw it out the window, put it in the trash bin on your computer, never ever look at it again, because if, like me, you suffer with procrastination, that to-do list will be the reason why. Which leads me on to the next hack. So you've got rid of that to-do list, and what you need to do instead is spend half an hour at the end of your workday to plan the 1 to 3 tasks that you want to achieve the next day. If these tasks are large, just have one task. If they're smaller, have 3 tasks. But don't overbear yourself with work. Just 1 to 3 tasks that you want to achieve the next day. Now, the way I do it is I list these 1 to 3 items, and then I give them some bullet points. So if I want to write an article, I will write the title of the article and the bullet points to what I want to cover in it. What am I trying to help people with? What is the goal with the content that I'm trying to create? That is what I put in bullet points. Now, what I used to do when I had a to-do list is I used to wake up in the morning, grab breakfast, have a shower, sit down at my desk, and just spend ages looking through this to-do list, trying to think of what article I need to create, what video I want to record and edit that day, and I never got anything done. And when you are building a business, you need to create content, because that content is going to attract your audience. That is the only way you can do it, unless you have a huge marketing budget. And I don't know about you, but I have a zero marketing budget. So what I found when I started to do this task of just spending half an hour at the end of the day writing down the 1 to 3 tasks that I want to complete the next day, highlighting what content I want to create, then what I found is when I woke up in the morning, had my shower and breakfast, I knew exactly what I had to get done that day. I knew what article to write, what the topic was going to be about, and I could just jump straight into that work, rather than spending a load of time procrastinating. Because let's be honest, if you are researching a topic in the morning for an article that you want to write, you are going to be spending ages coming up with a topic. You're going to be looking through your to-do list, through your content plan and all of that kind of thing, and you're just going to waste 2 or 3 hours, and it's going to be lunchtime before you can even start thinking about working. I don't know about you, but by lunchtime, I'm wanting to go out and explore. I want to be spending time doing the things that I love. So by following this new process of planning ahead, thinking about the 1 to 3 tasks that I want to create, what I found is that I was much more productive and I was able to get the work done early in the morning, so I had the rest of the day to do what I wanted to do, and then I work again a few hours in the evening. And since I've been working on that plan, I've been able to create so much more content. I'm writing 2 articles a week, I'm doing a podcast every week, I'm creating 1 or 2 videos every week. And what I often found is, yes, I had 1 to 3 tasks to do that day, but I created them and got them out of the way early. So later in the day, I had more time to work on other parts of my business and thinking more about the future and just opening up new business opportunities. Which leads on to my 3rd hack, and that is about your work routine. Super important as a remote worker to have a routine. When I worked in the office, oh dear, I hated routines. I fought against them whenever I could. But as a remote worker, I realised if I wanted to spend time doing the things that I love, you know, exploring, going out and seeing the places that I'm staying in, then I had to have a work routine to get work done. So the best way of explaining it is I have a Trello board. And on Trello, I have Monday through to Sunday. And I have cards on each day. So on a Monday, it's about creating written content. On Tuesday, it's about publishing that written content that I created on the Monday, but it's also planning my podcast, which I'm going to be doing on the Wednesday. On the Wednesday, it's recording the podcast, it's editing the podcast, it's getting the show notes written up and published, and it's doing everything that I need to do for the podcast. Thursday is all about video. At the weekend, I will have created the video, so Thursday is about publishing, uploading that video, marketing it, also doing some business development, thinking about the future of the business. How can I get more clients? How can I generate more revenue? That's what I do on a Thursday, business development. Friday is my day off. Saturday is the day where I teach myself a new skill or improve the skills that I've already got. I will also do some reading, some relaxing. It's a bit of a relaxing day, Saturday. And Sunday is all about planning for the week ahead. It's thinking about what videos need to be created, what articles need to be written, what podcasts need to be created. It's a real good planning day, but also looking at the analytics and seeing what's working within my business and also what's not working. So as you can see, I have different days of the week and I have focuses in those days. There's still plenty of time to go out and explore during the day. Still plenty of time to go out for dinner somewhere. That's the good thing about it, it's having that freedom and flexibility and not sat at your desk for 8 hours at a time. Again, going back to planning ahead, productivity hack number 2, what you will find is because you have these days where you're focusing on a specific task, I know that today's podcast day, I know that the topic of today's episode was productivity hacks. So on Tuesday night, I did my bullet points on what I wanted to feature in this episode. I wanted to get a listener question that somebody had sent in through email. And I did all of that on Tuesday night. So this morning, I could just jump straight into creating this podcast. It's all about being organized and planning, but in a way that still gives you that freedom and flexibility of being a remote worker. I feel that I'm a very organized person. For somebody looking into kind of all this organization that I'm talking about, it might sound a bit over the top, but for me as a remote worker, it totally works because you want to spend that time doing things away from work. You don't want it to feel like you are having to work those hours on a specific time of the day for a specific period of time. You want it to feel just flexible. That's what I love about this work. If one morning I really feel like I want to have a sleep in, I can. Normally I'm up at 6 to 7 a.m. I get my breakfast, have a shower, do some exercise, go for a swim, which is what I did this morning in the pool, and then get into my work. If I feel that I'm not as productive in the morning one day and I want to work just in the evening and afternoon and go out in the morning to a market, I can do that. And that's the point of being a remote worker, is building that routine around your life. I'm interested to know if you have any productivity hacks. Please let me know. Send me an email, hello@hivevine.com. As with all podcast episodes now, there will be show notes, there will be links to everything that I've talked about in this episode in those show notes, so please do go and check them out. Have a look at the apps that I've mentioned from the question that Sarah asked. I'll also mention some useful tools and apps that help me manage my work in the show notes as well, so please do go and check them out. And I shall be back next Thursday with a new episode. I hope you have a fantastic weekend and week ahead. And take care of yourselves. I'll talk to you all very soon. Bye.